Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. We are continuing our in-depth study of the Sefer HaMitzvahs of the Rambam. It's just SG, super geschmack to learn the Rambam Sefer HaMitzvahs. We're holding in Mitzvah Kuf Yud Zayin, and we're learning with the commentary of HaGoyim Rafael HaKoyin Kunstler Shlita. It's just incredible. The Rambam writes, "Shehizhiranu mehoisir shum dovo mibsar haPesach lemachorosoi, k'loy mar yoyim tezayin." We're now allowed to leave the Pesach over for the next day, for the 16th. U'amro lo yisasiru mimenu, v'kvar biyarnu sheze halav hu lav shenitek la'ese, shenemar v'anoisir mimenu ve'esh tisroifu. Uvemechilta amru vanoisar mimenu. Barakos of Litain Esse Alaisase, Loimar Shein Loikim Olov. We're warned not to leave over from Psar Pesach till the 16th. So you have to eat it all on the 15th. By the morning. And that's what it says, Loisoy Siru Mimenu. Don't leave it over. And this lav is a lav in Nitek Laese. It's connected to an essay. The essay says, "Vanoiser mimenu be'esh tisroifu," that what's left over, you should burn it in fire. And the Mechilta says, "Vanoiser mimenu," it's giving an essay on the lois essay to say that it's not, you don't get malchus because the essay fixes the lois essay. We see Das HaRambam that he enumerates the isur lehoisir b'sar haPesach lelav bifnei atzmoi v'kach kosav behilchos korban pesach. Hayein b'minchas chinuch shekoshav b'pshitus shelefi ze ha-moisir psar ha-pesach avar al shnei lavim sharei b'hilchos psulei mukdoshim v'vuar sham shenemar lav kloli. There's an allgemeiner lav, there's a general lav not to do noiser, all korbanos, you're not allowed to do noiser u'pshita shegam ha-pesach b'chlam. Pesach is included in the general Isser, no less than other korbanos. And if you're in Moisil Mipsara Pesach, it's going to be another loisase, a second loisase. The lava klali of Noiser b'chol korbanos. And in addition, there's going to be the special Noiser that was said by Korban Pesach that the Rambam was enumerating as a lav bifnei atzmo. Lefi zeh, he's tamei on the Rambam in Hilchos Korban Pesach, shevi halav shel noisar haPesach, v'loy kosav sham she'over hashnayim. The Rambam doesn't say you're over on two. Mipash this loshon haRambam, hoyenire she'over rak al lav hamiyuchad shel Pesach. Zeh tamua meod that you're only over on Pesach. My gora mishah korbanos. Why is there a mashmos in the Rambam that you're only over on the lav of Noiser and Korban Pesach, and not in other korbanos? Ain shem b'minchas chinuch, ma shekosef shel lav dafka, v'lo b'chol mokoy m'maskir haRambam kol alavim. Aval, it's domeret, you really are over two, just the Rambam didn't mention it. But l'choyro, that's a doichak teretz, because the Kadmonim already asked a similar kasha in other places, kesef mishnah, t'chilas hilchos shvuos, b'nyan alav shel bal yachel. ומדבריהם נלמד שדרך הרמב״ם להזכיר כל הלאווים שעובר בעבר את העירי בו. בצורך היא נמי השמיד כאן עוד עובר הלאו נויסף. So the Kadmonim already asked this kasha elsewhere, why the Rambam only mentioned one of the lavim and not another one. So it's דרך הרמב״ם to when he talks about an Isser, so he mentions these all the Isserim involved. So Mimela, we have a kasha here, why did you omit the fact that when you're Moisir, Mipsar HaPesach, you're also over on noisar of other karbanos. So it would appear, behekdem as follows, that the Rambam is moine lelav miyuchad shel Pesach, v'ni nachon shepshitus kvar nichlal b'chlal azhara shel noisar shel kol hakarbanos, that the Rambam enumerates a special lav of Pesach, even though it is included b'pshipashtus in the azhara of noisar b'chol hakarbanos. ובביאור הדבר הם נראה פשוט, שזה נכון, ושפיר הווי בכלל עזרה כללית, שנכון, שזה חלק מהעזרה הכללית, כיוון דפילטה התורה לאו מיוחד לעניין פסח, ממילא ראוי למנותו בנפרד והווי לאו בפני עצמה. So it's true that it's included in the general Azara, but since the Torah enumerated a specific lav by Pesach, it is fitting, therefore, to enumerate it independently. We have a special pasuk telling you to not to leave over the Pesach. So Mamela, it gets its own lav. However, L'chora Tamua Tuva, it's very shver, because on all Kachim, there's a mitzvah of Sreifas Noser that's learned from the pasuk of Beish Tisrofu, Rambam, Psuli HaMukdashim, 18, Mitzvah Essay, 91, and the Sefer HaMitzvahs. Now, in the Parsha of Korban Pesach, there's also a Tzivui of Sreifas Noser. So when it comes to the Minyan HaMitzvahs, the Rambam does not enumerate a specific mitzvah of Sreifas Noser with Pesach. He doesn't mention it at all. So it's Pashut, that since we have a din of Mitzvahs Pesach, Bechlal HaMitzvah, since we have a din of Sreifas Noser, B'chol HaKodshim, burning the Noser of the Pesach, the leftover of the Pesach, is included in that mitzvah. And therefore, it's not Ro'i L'manoisa L'mitzvah B'fnei Atzma. It's not fitting to enumerate it as an independent mitzvah because it's already included in the general category of the mitzvah to burn Kachim. And if so, we have to understand what's the difference between the Lav of Noser and the essay of Sreifas Noser. When it comes to the essay, we see that it's true that we have a tzivui befrat, lenyan pesach. Nevertheless, that doesn't warrant, that doesn't mandate that it should get its own mitzvah. Why? Because it only gets its own mitzvah, because by sreifas noiser it doesn't get its own mitzvah, carbon pesach. So why by noiser does it get its own mitzvah? V'hadvarim tmuim tuva, maishna zemizeh. Why is it that by sreifa it doesn't get its own mitzvah, aber by the Heiliger Noiser, Heiliger meaning that it's in the Torah, not that it's Heilig Noiser, Noiser is an Issur Daraisa. But by Noiser, Noiser Pesach gets its own lav. So it appears as follows. The Rambam in the Sefer HaMitzvahs, in Lav and Mitzvah Kuf Chof writes, is hiranu mehotir dvavar mipsar ha-toda ad ha-boker, vo-amro be-korban toda, ve-lo tutiru mimenu ad boker. Umize lamadnu shar kodshim, that we are forewarned not to leave anything over from the psar ha-toda until the morning. And that's what the Torah says, but a korban toda ve-lo yisusiru mimenu ad boker. Umize lamadnu, from this we can learn about other kodshim. Now, it's true that we learn from this pasuk in Isser Noisar, b'chol ha-kodshim, Ayin Lashon HaRambam, Psulei HaMukdashim 18, is Koveya the Iker Lav, Lenin Kol HaKodshim. Nevertheless, Pasach Upiret B'Isr Noisar, the Korban Toida. So it opens up with the Isr Noisar of Korban Toida, and the explanation is B'Pshitus, that since Sof the Pasach is talking about the Korban Toida, Memela, it is fitting to enumerate the Korban Toida B'Frat. And only afterwards, he writes, so is the case with other Kodshim as well. We learn other Kodshim, that they are included in this lav of Noisar. However, in Mrs. Essay 91, Sadi Aleph, Kaminyan Amen, the Rambam writes, He should siva lisraf Noisar, for Amri Yisbarach, v'Noisar mipsar ha-pesach, be'esh yisarev. Now, this pasuk that the Rambam brings is also in this parish of Karban Toida. However, Bikur Shem HaMitzvah, the Rambam doesn't mention anything when he talks about the mitzvah of Sreifa, of burning the Karban Toida. Specifically, like he does by the lav of not leaving it over, the Rambam says specifically Karban Toidah, and then what in Shar Karbanos. When it comes to the mitzvah of burning Kachim, he only mentions that he doesn't mention the Toda specifically. He just writes Stam Shetziva Lisraif Noiser the Iri B'chol HaKarbanos V'tzarichim Ma Bein Halav LaEsei UMimonafshach. If it's right to be mefarid to specify the Karban Toidah, because that's what the pasuk is talking about. So the Mela, that it should apply also to Sreifas Kachim, Hordim, and Yina Asay. And if it's not Royalim Noiser, then why does to point it out? So then why does the Rambam do so when he talks about Noiser? What's the chilek between the Isser, the Lav, where he specifies Toida, and the Essay, where he doesn't specify Toida, and Minyan HaMitzvahs, Vakdam Sachibor, Uchazar al Dover Zem? Lenyan halav, he says toida, v'chein b'shar kodshim, lenyan ha'esei, he says l'sorf ha'noiser v'advarim srichim biur. Plus fodur da biur, as they say in the yeshivas. Okie dokie. So let's go for it. Drum roll. V'hanirim mevuar midivrei Rambam. That be'emes, there's a fundamental difference between the din of the lav of noiser and the din of the essay of sereifas noiser be'ikar yesoido, and that's why the Rambam was mechalek between the two. And the biur is as follows, that the iser of noiser is a din be'etzem ha'korban, she'medinei ha'korban toida she'osol lehotir mimen. V'im ken gam la'achar she'lomdim mitoida l'she'ar kodshim, it's not the pshat that we're going to learn a din klali that you're not allowed to be moiser kodshim. But rather, it's a din b'chol korban v'korban she'aser lahoiser mimenu. The iser noiser is a din in the etzem ha'korban. Medine korban toida that you're not allowed to be moiser. Every korban, it's a din in that very korban. Not that we learn from toida to shar korban, it's the iser of the alfusa is that just like by korban toida, there's a din in the korban toida that it's aser lahoiser mimenu, so too by other korbanos. And we can learn from this, she medine ha'chatas hu she'aser lahoiser mimenu, u medine ha'asham she'aser lahoiser mimenu. The din iser noiser b'chol korban v'korban is included in the dinim of every korban b'frat. For the varze nilmad meisul notar ne'amar b'korban toda. Aval le'inyan ha'esei shel sreifat notar nira shezeh lo kach. Zot omeret, rak le'inyan ha'lav, we say it's a din in every korban. But le'inyan the essay, it's not like that. Because there's no din in the korban toido of noiser ha-toida, that it's toned sreifa. The din sreifas noiser is not shayich to the korban toida bifrat, but rather it's a din bifnei atzma that noiser ha-kodshim requires sreifa. V'cheinu b'chol korban v'korban, she'en klal din shel sreifat notar ha-chatat v'notar ha-asham, ela shesh kan din kloli shel noiser ha-kodshim she'tom sreifa. V'asher lefi ze meduyak Etev, Mashi Shina Rambam, the lav shall noiso mi Masha Kosa be mitzvah says it shall sreifas noiso. That with regard to the lav, the yisoid is as hora midine kol korban v'korban bifrat. She midin kol korban v'korban, you're not allowed to be moiso, you're not allowed to leave it over. And therefore the Rambam specified the toda, and he said, who had din shar korban? He said, it's a din in the korban bifrat. Whereas when it comes to Sreifa, it's a din klali. You have to burn all the korbanos. All in the noiser of all the korbanos. It's not me din the korban bifrat. It's a din klali, and therefore he doesn't single out the toda, because it's not a din specifically in the toda. It's a din in all the korbanos. So now we understand why the Rambam was mechalek and he was moine. The iser of noiser of korban pesach is a lav bifnei atzmo, but not linyan asay shel sreifas noiser. Because linyan, with regard to the lav, it's true that it's included in the lav of noiser b'chol hakodshim. Nevertheless, since it's written linyan pesach bifrat, it's roi l'manoiser v'lav bifnei atzma. That since the gather of the ikaris and noiser isn't because of the general din of all korbanos, but rather it's a din in every korban v'korban, and you're not allowed to leave it over. Memela b'ikar hashar of noiser pesach. There's a special din of the korban pesach. The iser noiser is included in the dinei ha-pesach. And it's a special ansar in the korban pesach, like we say by the lav of noiser of all kochim, that it's an ansar in every single korban bifnei atzmai. And memele the Rambam holds that since it's written an ansar of noiser of pesach, bifrat shuvroi lema noiser the lav bifnei atzmai. Aval linyan ha-misisesh yishal sreifas noiser, nachon shenachtav bifrat linyan ha-pesach, harei sof sof, kol ikar yesod adin shal sreifat notar, eino sheach klal ledinei ha-korban nisuyam zeh. The din of burning it, it's a general din in kachim, and therefore it doesn't get its own mitzvah. It's not royal and meiser bifnei atzma, only in the lav, where the Torah specifies korban pesach, and it's a din dafka in the korban pesach, it's a din dafka in every korban. But it's a din in the, but the Torah specifies, singles out korban pesach. So memela, the Rambam says there's a special lav by korban pesach. Masha'en came when it comes to the mitzvah of sereifa, that's a general din, so the Rambam doesn't enumerate a special mitzvah of sreifas kachim. And according to what we explain, בביאור יסוד עליו של נויסם, של כל הקורבנות, זה לא משום הדין הכללי. But rather, it's a din in each carbon befrat. We understand why the Rambam didn't write that if somebody's moisim b'psar pencil, he's over on two asurim. Because according to the Rambam, he's not bishlam of the lab of noiser of all kochim. Was an azhara klalis, and then he had a special issur for Pesach in Achinami, they're two asurim. But it's not pshat, it's not true. But rather, according to what we're saying, by the carbon Pesach, there's a special din, but it's not in the general, it's not, there's not no general din of burning, there's no general issur of noiser. Noiser is a din in each carbon, so therefore it's a din in the Pesach Befrat, and you're not over on the general Isser. So, that's super duper. The tzlach in Pesachim Daf Pei Daled is done in Yenoshim. If they're included in the essay of Sreifas Neiser, since the mitzvah is Mangrama, it's not Noig Balayel. And he writes, they didn't really say they're not included in the mitzvah's essay as far as Sreifas Neiser, but Pesach, HaPesach, they're included. Then in Sreifat Notar, HaPesach, even if we say that they're not included in the general mitzvah's essay of Sreifas Neiser, but in Sreifas Neiser or Pesach, they're included. Since they're included in the Ikra Chayvus HaPesach, they're included in Kol Pirtei Dinei HaPesach. They're included in the Din of Tzli, Chayvus Matzah U'Maror. So Bikur Dvar B'Vaday Nira Sheyesh Lodim. Sherei Tzli is a Chiv Bikur HaChevtzah Shel HaPesach. And it's Parshat that since the women have to eat the Pesach, they also have to eat a Tzli, Matzah U'Maror, and not a Din and HaChevtzah of the Pesach. But Sof Sof, them in Pirtei Dinei HaPesach, the Rambam enumerates them with the together with the Ikra Mitzvah Chilas HaPesach. Masha'en Kein, Sreifas Neiser is a din study. So it's true, it's Medinei HaPesach, but it's a din b'fnei atzmo, so l'chayre, you could be mechalek with regard to Nashim. However, even if we say k'divrei atzlach, and it's roi l'rabbis, kol dinei Pesach l'nashim, since it's included in the Ikar HaPesach, nevertheless, based on what we explained in the Soda din of Sreifas Neiser, it would appear that this chiyuv is not included in the Ribui, because we explain that Sreifas Neiser is not included in the Ikar dinei HaKorban b'frat, but rather, it's a din of a general din of Neiser Kachim. That's why the Rambam doesn't enumerate Sreifas Neiser as an independent mitzvah. So Sreifas Neiser is not Medinei HaPesach. It's from the general din of Sreifa. And Memeila Nashim aren't Bechlal, and Seshes Man Grama. So that's a beautiful mahalach. Of course, there's a ton more to say about this. And I'm hoping that we're Zeiche, Emir Tze Hashem, Tzizamen Biachad. Anachnu. נמשיך להעמיק חקר בעניינים האלו בנדר. תודה רבה רבה שהקשבתם. שלום שלום. אהוביי ידידיי מורה ורבותיי. ונזכור תמיד שסוף דבר הכל נשמע את אלוקים יירא ואת מצוותיו שמור כי זה כל האדם. שלום שלום.